This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 102. When Ninja talks about her nuts, people listen.
Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sister.
I'm Pandalicious.
Are you? Are
you? Oh my god, I burped in the middle of that. I felt it. I'm sorry.
I say we do this, because I'm Magic Mystic Girl.
Can we redo that, please?
No, I think we're done it. I think you're just going to have to take it up.
Oh, come on.
Suck it up!
When I hit the record button, this show is going. And you can catch this show, as well as other versions, episodes of this show, at our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use the short address, which is...
esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. The short address will bounce you to the long one. Come check out our posts, comment on them. You can hit us up on our hit us up link. You can even listen to our podcast here on our live feed through any RSS read on iTunes and also from the All Games Network.
That's right. We're on the All Games Radio Network. Our show airs Monday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific time. So definitely check out our show at All Games and some of the other shows like Fantastic Perform, Dead Pixel Live, The Bobby Blackwood Show, Super Happy Fun Time Show. There's a bunch, and they're all amazing. And if you're not listening to them, you're crap! With that being said... The only other business that I have is that you do need to comment on our post because we will be giving stuff away. I've got a copy of Frontline's View of War for the Xbox 360 platform that I'm just dying to give away, as well as a copy for the PC. So...
I need to give it away.
I give it away now!
Wow.
I went there. You know why? Because I can.
Because you're special.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that song in a very long time.
My mommy said, I'm special.
Oh, you're special, all right.
You know what? Screw you. So, I'm thinking...
She dropped you when you were a baby.
We adopted you.
Not true. I look way too much like Dad.
Now.
That's after the plastic surgery.
I'm just saying...
You guys are so mean to me.
Have you taken a good look at those pictures of you from kindergarten through third grade? I'm just saying. Somebody looks a little Asian. Anywho, that's another podcast. I'm kidding. We didn't adopt you.
You're vicious. Silly. I was about to say, because of all the torture you put me through as a baby, why on earth would you do that?
Oh, my God. Will you get over that?
She used to poke pins in me, Magic.
For the love of God.
When I was a baby and defenseless, she used to hurt me.
You know what?
And my mother would have to go, stop that. She's your sister.
You know what? You didn't even know any of that until Mom told you. So you just need to stop. Do we need to go on Dr. Phil? Because this is not that show. This show is about video games, tech gadgets, and anime. So as I was saying, if you'd like...
I wonder why I have a fear of needles.
You know, evidently, you didn't fear them enough. You got your tattoo.
I know.
She was screaming the whole time.
No, not the whole time. You just came out at the end when they were coloring. Coloring hurts, for those who don't know. And the whole other time, I was a trooper. I didn't say a word. Uh-huh. Then you show up and I scream.
Anyway, like I was saying, if you want to win a copy of Frontline's Feudal War... for either the Xbox 360 or the Windows platform, I'm going to say funniest comment about
your mama.
No, because that's too easy. Funniest, it's got to be geeky. So let's say funniest most, conversation.
What about most geeky fact? Because that way they'll tell us stuff we don't already know.
All right, I like that because then it's learning, huh? So we're promoting education. Yeah, I like that. So, geekiest, true. It has to be true.
Yeah, it's got to be true because we're going to check them out, make sure they're true.
Yeah, so geekiest, true fact.
About anything.
About anything. It can be geek-related or not. Just geekiest true fact wins a copy. So get them in. Use the hit us up link, people, and you can win stuff because we like hooking people up with shit.
So what kind of facts would that be? Like the,
22 freshmen in an elevator on the third floor equals boom.
No, I'm sorry. That's not funny.
22 freshmen. Oh my God. I forgot about
that. It happened on my campus. 22 freshmen
themselves into an elevator.
Yep, and the cable broke, and it dropped to the first floor. One guy seriously hurt his foot, and another girl
hurt his foot. It lopped it off.
Yeah,
they were only on the second story.
Well, because that guy was thought he'd be smooth and jump out before the cable broke, and he was a little late.
Okay, you know what? This is not MythBusters, people. Just fall to the ground with everybody else and hope that everybody else cushions your fall. Okay?
Well, if there are 22 of them in an elevator, they probably filled, the brim. So I'm surprised anyone actually got hurt because I would think all those bodies would have...
Yeah, they would pad each other.
But apparently...
Gravity is a bitch and always wins. Just in case you didn't know.
Yeah. Well, I know you know it because you're so tiny.
You know what? You can suck my nuts.
You don't have nuts. Ovaries, and you're my brother, and that'd be nasty.
Ovaries are just internal nads.
It just takes a little more work to get that.
I know.
Yeah. See?
I don't think you want me all up in there.
Ew. Okay? It's just a saying. Don't overanalyze it, okay?
Started it. I just finished it. You went there, not me.
But you didn't have to follow. Sometimes you just gotta let me do my own thing. I'm just saying. So I'm going to take the mic of 1,000 truths right now and pass it to...
Me! Ooh, me! Me! Do it to me! Me! Pick me! Please pick me!
Something tells me Panda wants to talk.
Oh. Me! 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 Me!
Guess what?
Please.
No.
Me?
You're going to have to wait.
Not me?
No, I'm not calling on you. You know why? Because you always put your hands up. And you know what? You're annoying.
Oh.
So, sit down. I know your endorphins are kicking in, but you're just going to sit and wait, because I'm going to talk first.
Okay.
It's a rare occasion that I talk first.
It's okay. A very rare occasion.
So, I'm going to go first.
Okay.
So, I have been playing Ninja Gaiden 2, like crazy. I had originally pre-ordered it from Amazon, and due to a credit card snafu on their part, they didn't actually process the order, give me my 10%, my $10 off my next purchase coupon, or send me my game. So I've been waiting and waiting and waiting for it to come in. I'm like, wow, it's kind of taken a while. I know it's popular, but I see copies of it at the local GameStop like crazy, so I can't imagine why. So I finally got a hold of Amazon, and they're just like, yeah, we kind of messed up. Sorry, didn't even offer me $5 off my next purchase. They were just kind of like...
They didn't even tell you. They waited until you caught them and then told you.
And they're like, sorry, lo siento mucho. So I was just like, you know what? Screw it. They're like, we could send it to you now. And I'm like, yeah, but then I'm still going to have to pay shipping and tax. And I could just go around the block from where I am now and buy it. So I'm just going to do that. So I went to GameStop, picked it up, brought it home, because I've been playing the demo on Xbox Live, which the demo is half of the first level. And what's really nice and also really pisser about that is that when you play the demo, they give you all three of the weapons maxed out. Which, let me tell you, the three weapons are insane when they're maxed out. So you start again playing this game as Ryu Hayabusa. You get three weapons through the course of the game. The Dragon Sword, Falcon's Talons, and the Lunar, which if you've played Ninja Gaiden Black or above on the Xbox, you're familiar with the Lunar. If you played Ninja Gaiden on the regular Xbox system and did the online challenges, you're familiar with it as well, which is the staff. The Falcon's Talons are the claw attachments that you've seen on the promotions on the hands and on the feet. So it's more of a true melee attack mode where you're punching and you're kicking and that kind of thing. And then obviously the Dragon Sword is the katana, and that can be leveled up as well. Muramasa is back. He's the shop owner, so that's where you go to level up the weapons as well as buy other items, health items, and things like that. So all of the backbone pieces that you're familiar with the game are still there.
Mm-hmm.
The gameplay is similar but kicked up a notch. Meaning, the AI is much more of a bastard. Because now, the ninja that you are fighting, they don't wait so much for you to finish kicking somebody else's butt before they smack you. Whether you're playing in the easy mode, which is the path of the Alkalite, or the regular mode, which is the way of the warrior, you could be kicking somebody's ass, and while you're doing that, two other guys are going to come up behind you and smack you. And unless you're very nimble and omniscient, you're not really going to see it coming. So it's a little bit of an adjustment period, to say the least. But still fun. Ryu's rocking the black outfit to start. There's another blonde-haired, boob-tacular bitch in the game.
I'm a boob bitch. Boob bitch. Boob bitch.
Boob bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. And her name is Sonya. She's a CIA agent who just happens to like to wear a minimal amount of leather.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you want to imagine Rachel. Her boobs aren't as big as Rachel from the game. Which, if you've seen her, she's the one that had the Warhammer. And all I can say is probably, like, the triple M boobs. Sonya's not rocking the triple M. The girl's definitely got some double Fs on her. I'll put it to you like that. She's not lacking in the boob area. Her hair is shorter. She doesn't carry, as far as I've gotten into the game, any sword-like weapons. She kind of goes a little Dante on the deal with a double gun thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
But they're both the same type of weapons. And you meet her in the first level, and you actually end up saving her as she gets kicked out of a helicopter, and you catch her. And she informs you that people are heading to your village and the shit's about to go down. So the graphics look amazing. I mean, the reflections are wonderful. The game is a little bit dark, so you do have to turn your brightness up a little bit. I find myself losing my path, especially in a lot of the missions. Where you need to go is a very obscure pathway that's beside a building that you're looking at. So unless you really investigate deeply, you'll miss it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is another minor complaint that I have about the game. Although it's not really a complaint because I've sort of been asking for it. The game harkens back a lot more like the arcade type games. So in this one, you can go past something that you really need and completely miss it and not ever be able to get it again.
And that's a good thing in your mind?
Yes and no. Because I, not so much being able to go past things and now be basically hogtied, but I did like the fact of whenever I was in an arcade game, especially with the side-scroller, if you played any of the Shinobi-type games in the arcade, is once you got past a point, if you weren't paying attention, you couldn't go back. And I kind of like the not necessarily being able to do everything over.
Mm-hmm.
that's always been something that I really enjoyed, because for me, that kind of always took the difficulty out of things is, oh, well, if I have infinite do-over and I can do-over from whatever point I pick, you know, it kind of becomes a choose-your-own-adventure.
Yeah, it does. It weakens it.
It does. And so I kind of like the fact that, yeah, you can completely screw yourself over by missing something if you're not taking the time to really take a look at it. So I kind of like that, because it really does force you to really pay attention to what's going on, because if you miss it, you can only go back to your most recent save point. You can't go past to previous save points. Nor can you restart a level. You have to restart from the beginning.
Wow.
So it really... It took me back to when I was in the arcade, and okay, well, if I didn't get my quarters together before that counter ran out, I had to start again from level one. And so this happened to me, because I thought, I don't need no stinking guide. I know, kill everything in front of me. Bam! That's the game. Not so much. I got up to the end of the second level, because I've only had the game for about 2 days now, and I haven't had a whole lot of time to play. So I got to the end of the second level, and I'm fighting this dude named Genshin, who killed my daddy.
Oh, you've got daddy issues.
Yeah, by the way, I just want to say, lamest name for a ninja, Joe.
His name's Joe?
My dad's name is Joe.
As in
Joe Joe Hayabusa.
Not even like Kurosaki?
No.
Or Minamoto?
I'm telling you, my dad's name is Joe.
Wow. That's
okay?
Really
Joe. Just letting you know.
That's pretty funny.
Okay. Yeah. I kind of had to wrestle with that for a couple of minutes. Especially because there's like this big dramatic cutscene where Genshin, who's the overlord of the Black Spider Ninja Group, who you've been fighting pretty much in every one of the Ninja Gaiden, Gaiden games, is having this thing going back and forth, so he obviously has issues and a history with my dad. My dad's kind of busticated up from the last go-round, so he's not really at the top of his game. But they're fighting, and he's just trying to be all serious and dark, and he's like, "So, Joe, we meet again." I'm like, oh, come on. Joe, really? How can you say Joe in a bit, like an angry way and be like, Joe, you are my father. It's like, Joe. I just want to be like, hey, Joey, how's the ninja business today? I can't help it. So I'm a little disappointed with that. I mean, hell, I would take any name. Call him fucking Shin for all I care. Shin Hayabusa. But Joe Hayabusa, you couldn't come up with anything else, really?
It makes you wonder if they just forgot to take like a Space Saber name out of there or something.
I really think that kind of is what happened. They went, oh, well, shit, we shipped it. Let it go. We'll just say Joe. Too late now. But anyway, I watched this dude kill my dad. So I'm at the end of the second level, and I'm in the burning inferno, and I'm trying to fight him, and I'm throwing all my best moves at him. And this guy's just literally kicking my ass. I freaking went through, I think it said, "You died. Would you like to continue?" About 6 or 7 times. And finally I was like, you know what, fuck it. That's it. I'm going to go on the web. I'm going to look up a damn guide, because I try my damnedest to not buy guides when I buy games, unless it's a massive RPG type game, which I do very rarely. I really try to not have a guide, because I don't want to be stepped through a game. Go here, go there, turn around twice, okay, open that chest, but don't open this chest. I kind of want to figure that out.
And then click out. I like the guides that have hints, not like the walkthrough guides.
Right, and unfortunately, I mean, between Brady and Prima, that doesn't happen all the time.
Yeah.
No.
So, I walk through on the internet and realize, okay, I got just about everything I was supposed to get in level one, but I kind of sort of missed picking up this weapon in the beginning of the second chapter. Not only that, but I completely missed, like, this mission that I was supposed to do on the side, where I was supposed to kill a bunch of things and light up an altar and get this rod thing. I was like, nah, I didn't see that. What building to the right? So I was like, all right, I'm going to have to go back and do this. So I go to the menu screen. I'm like, huh, can't really find out where to start level 2 back over again. Oh, it's because I can't. Oh.
Does that affect your story? Like, if you miss certain things, does it affect?
It does, because as I'm looking at the walkthrough, and I'm just reading it literally line by line because I don't want to spoil anything for myself, it's like, yeah, let's make sure that you do this and you get this now, because if you don't get it now, this is the only time it appears, and you're never going to be able to get it again. Ever.
Ever.
And I was like, oh, okay. All right. Should know that. So I've pretty much decided that I'm going to go back and get the guide for Ninja Gaiden 2, just because I haven't got back to this boss yet, because I haven't had, a whole lot of time to play it. But
right.
When I do, evidently, the weapon that I was missing was kind of the weapon that I need to hand his ass to him.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, well, that would make more sense. Because I forgot to get the claw thing. So I've been trying to use my staff and my magic. Turns out, yeah, I can't hit him with my magic. That would have been nice to know. Instead of wasting all my magic and still dying at the end.
Yeah, death isn't very pretty.
No, death is never pretty. But one of the things I really like is the attention to detail that goes on in the game. One of the things that happens that I wish more freaking games would do if you're a violent game is as I kill people...
If you're a violent game, listen
yeah,
up.
Yeah. As I kill people, their blood stays on my weapon. The more people I kill, the more bloody my weapon becomes, the more hits it takes for me to kill the next thing I'm attacking.
Well, I've always hated that in games. I mean, it is realistic, but I hate it.
Yeah.
like when weapons wear out and then break kind of thing.
Well, it's not that it wears out or breaks. It's just that it. I always hated that, okay, I'm killing like 30 different people and I'm a ninja. I'm slicing them in half with my sword and my sword's completely clean. That makes no fucking sense to me.
Yeah.
So it's not that it breaks or anything like that. Because, yeah, that would piss me off. But the fact that the blood actually stains my weapons, kind of hot.
So can you clean it? Or?
Oh, yeah. And it's really neat how he cleans it. So whether I'm using my sword or the claw weapon or the Lunar, the more people that I beat up, the more blood wears on it. And so what I have to do is go stand off in an area where I'm by myself for a second and not having to move it. And Ryu will flick the blood off of his weapon. So, like, if it's my katana, he'll do a wrist flick and fling the blood into a pool on the ground.
Cool.
And then take the stance back, which I thought was cool. So rather than standing there and be like, oh, I have to polish my sword and whip out, like, a cloth and clean it, he's just kind of like, yeah, flick. All right, let's go. And I love that. And that's with all weapons, which is really cool. It's just a little detail, but it makes a difference to me because I noticed that, okay, well, as I'm trying to figure out where I need to go, I look up and there's Ryu cleaning off the weapons and then going back to stance. That's just a nice little touch. The main difference I see in this version of the game to previous ones, like I said, the AI is much improved.
Mm-hmm.
And also... a sneaky bastard. Because at times... Yeah, the AI is. Like, at times you'll come around a corner and there'll be about 5 ninjas. So you'll take out your weapon to go long distance and then take out your weapon to do your short distance melee. But while you're fighting those 5, a couple other ones will kind of sneak in off the corner behind the camera. And they'll just kind of slowly creep up on you. Maybe throw a shuriken at you or something. Ones that you think that you've killed, because I've literally lopped off a leg and an arm, and I would think that that would kill anyone. Yeah, not so much dead, crawl up from behind, pin you down, and stab you with a stick of dynamite to blow you and themselves up.
Nice.
Yeah, dude.
I'm like, all right, you're definitely ninja to the end, but fuck you, that's not fair. I chopped off your arm and a leg. Okay, it's like the Black Knight. Come on, I'll still kick your arse.
Why is the Black Knight suddenly Irish?
Because I've been drinking. But yeah, like literally, there are times that I've like lopped off a leg, both arms, and they're still coming at me. This one guy lopped off both of his legs, and he's just pulling himself forward and throwing shurikens at me. From the ground.
You cut off head next?
I cut off his legs, and he's just like pulling himself and throwing shurikens at me. And pulling himself and throwing shurikens. So I killed everybody else around him, and I just kind of walked around the room, just kind of making him drag himself across the room to throw shurikens at me. I was like, aw, you're like a puppy. A puppy with sharp toys. You just want to be near me. And now I'm going to kill you.
With no legs. Legless puppies, everyone. You won't have to walk these puppies.
Yes.
So very adorable.
Oh, that's so morbid. Oh, poor puppies with no legs.
Yeah, let's not talk about puppies with no legs. But
horrible.
The main plot of the story is this chick, Elizabeth, is a greater fiend, and she's trying to bring back the Archfiend that you killed, supposedly, at the end of the previous game. Which was the guy in the mountain. And then you jumped out the top of the mountain. And you're like, yay! I win! Yeah. They go back to your village. They wake up the greater fiend. Fiends are everywhere. You're going to have to fight a bunch of them. Wolf is a greater fiend. And has four arms. Is ridiculously strong. Then the first boss that you actually fight is, what's his name? Now I'm forgetting it. But anyway, he's kind of a spider dude. And by that I mean he takes off his mask and then turns into a spider fiend and has legs and teeth and eight legs.
Oh my god, he's got legs?
Yeah. It's got, and gets down on him and crawls across. All of the fiends have the four greater fiends are some kind of animal. So Wolf is a lichen. Alexei is kind of human, but not really. Sidonis is kind of, he's just an asshole. Let's just put it that way. Yeah, he's an asshole.
He's an asshole.
But the game is really fun. If you've enjoyed any of the Ninja Gaiden games, you're going to enjoy this one because it's just as hard. It's more of it. And you probably should play it because it may be one of the last good ones, seeing as how Itagaki-san is no longer with Tecmo, and they're trying to slap him with gag orders so he won't speak about why he's no longer with Tecmo, and just because they're not paying what they should to somebody who creates such amazing games. So snap it up. I'm going to give Ninja Gaiden 2 a 3.5 out of 5. The only reason why it's not a 4, like I said, is because I've only played the first two levels and there are a bunch more to go. But it is enjoyable. It is worth the money buying it new. Do not buy it used if you enjoy action games. I'm Ninja Sister and I'm passing the mic.
To who?
Pandalicious.
Oh, to me.
Yeah.
Okay. Well then. Well, finally. Okay. So I was supposed to talk about Speedgraph for today, and sadly, I am a giant noob who...
No, you're a douche.
I'm a douche.
Thank you.
Get to do her homework. Thanks. But I've been doing something else. So yeah, I haven't been turning in my papers, but I've been putting in a lot of time with my physical education. And what I mean by that is I've been playing games that make me move my
tuchus.
What?
Tuchus. It's a tuchus.
My tuchus. Yeah, my rump. Makes me shake my rump. Anyway, I'm going to talk about Wii Fit and the ongoing battle between whether it's actually good for exercise or if it's just a bunch of games masking as a way to make people lose weight. First and foremost, this game does like to, well, it doesn't want to lie to you. In fact, it doesn't lie to you.
Okay.
You know, you have your little mat, and it's really cute. Like, I love the voice for this little mat, because it's always very happy and perky, and I've yet to hear it say anything negative, because I've been playing it every day. So, it's like, oh, you're back again. Oh, this, oh, that. But, you know, if you, say, started on a Monday, and you don't pick it back up until, like, Friday, she'll be like, oh, well, you haven't been here for the last 3 days, so you're off your regimen. Like, it is kind of creepy, you know, and, you know, and if you play too often, she'll be like, you should take a break, you know, 10 or 15 minutes would be really prime, you know, or like, do you want to review your sleeping habits? It's like, have you
Dave, like, I'm afraid I can't allow you to do that, Dave.
Yeah, try the water, Dave. It's real water, Dave. But anyway, so, I mean, there are a few little things that you're kind of like, brr, you know, and me and Hot Mess both made little files on the same day. He stopped playing, and I've been playing consistently. So once in a while, the little Wii icon will be like, do you want to know how Hot Mess is doing? So it's like, not only can you look at your stuff, but you could look at anybody else's.
No, I don't like that. I don't want anybody That's else creepy. Thinking that.
Yeah, I don't want anybody else. I wouldn't want anybody else to be able to see it.
I know. So at first I was like, no, I don't want to see it. But anyways, I mean, they give you a total, they're like different sets of what you can do. You can do like balance games. You can do, you know, strength training. You can do yoga. You can do, what else am I missing? Let's see, yoga, balance games, fit, like burning fat. And then there's like a favorite section. And I have actually kind of taken to balance games and to yoga, which is really funny because I always thought yoga was for like size 2 girls with no boobs who could like turn themselves into pretzels.
Wait, it's not.
Essentially because size 2 girls who can turn themselves into pretzels tend to do yoga. However, I am not a size 2, but I have become
no boobs.
Much I have boobs. Very nice boobs actually. But, you know, and at first I was a little worried, you know, going into doing yoga because I'm like, I'm not going to be able to do this, you know. And Hot Mess is like, look what I can do. And I'm like, fuck you.
Whenever, fuck whenever you, I do Hot yoga, Mess. I'm the person that falls over. So everyone else kind of turns and looks at them like in a stare.
That's what I totally thought. I totally thought I was going to be like that with this yoga stuff. And believe it or not, like, I mean, they're not all easy things by any stretch of the imagination. Like, in all honesty, you know, like the first few, yeah, they're a lot more simpler. But, you know, as you go on, they become more and more intense. Like, at the current moment, I have unlocked all of them but one. And I still can't really do downward facing dog. I can't plant my feet because you have to plant them flat. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't be like on your tiptoes. So, you know, you're stretching out your legs. Do I find the yoga to be helpful? Because, you know, it's kind of aimed to help you tone and help your posture. I do stand up straight now. And I do find that I don't fall down or trip as much anymore.
Well,
so I think my balance is...
But what? Because of your balance or because you're not drinking?
You know what?
I'm just asking.
I don't drink nearly as much as you like to think I do.
Well, I know you don't drink a lot. I'm just saying when you drink, you tend to fall down.
No, sometimes I fall down when I'm not drinking. And falling down is, you know, it's just, you know, falling down. And no. But I mean, I always felt a little uneven on my feet. You know, and every day when you start, you can do a body test. So, you know, you can you know, see where your balance is when you start. Mm-hmm. And, like, it tells me that I shift more on my left foot than I do my right foot. But now I'm getting closer and closer to that center line. So, you know, I do feel a difference. Have I lost any weight? No. Do I feel some toning in some areas of my body that I didn't think muscles existed in? Yes.
Well, let me ask you a question about the listing a little bit to the left more than the right. Now, part of that is
dominance, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, part of it is you do, as a biped, have, you know, a dominant side. Usually it corresponds to what hand you write with. And so, for instance, and tacked on to that, because you're a female, we tend to shift weight on the hips. So if you're dominant on your right side, you tend to shift more to your left. So that makes sense to me. What do you think is going to be the benefit of not doing
shifting? Shift? Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, yeah, I know that about, you know, us, you know, shifting like that. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you know, since I'm in school and I carried a monstrous heavy bag. Okay. So, like, I had a much stronger emphasis on my left, because I always carried my bag on my left arm. So, you know, and now, like, when I go to pick up my bags and stuff, like, I feel a difference.
Cool.
Like, I'm like, whoa, that's, like, really different.
So you feel centered.
I do. I feel the center. My center
you
of gravity.
Your head because the game's telling you you're centered?
No. Because, you know, go onto the game, do this. Like, I actually sit there and I stand still before I even jump on the mat. And I close my eyes and I just see, you know, I feel my body shift, you know. So then I have a kind of an idea of when I get on the mat, and it analyzes me what it's going to tell me.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm more aware of it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, now granted, I have been doing this for about a week every day in the morning after I raid on WoW. So I play
so
WoW.
Just raiding on WoW and then playing Wii Fit.
Yeah. I wake up at 9. I raid from 9 to noon. I do Wii from, like, noon to, like, 1:30. And then I do my chores until 4. And then I might play some more Wii. I might even play some Xbox, some more WoW, and go to bed. It's a gamer's paradise up in this bitch.
Yeah, and you're not writing about any of it.
That's not true.
I know. I'm fucking with you.
Well, I didn't write about any of it, but I did write for the site this week. So
yes, I know. I saw it. I was like, oh, my Jesus.
I know, because it was right after WoW, and I'm like, I'm sorry. It was right after I did yoga, and I was like, I feel really pumped up. What am I going to do? I'm like, I'll write something for the site. And I
well,
felt
if Wii Fit will make you write more often, then by all means, I give it a 5.
So, I mean,
don't own one yet, but I give it a 5.
Seriously. It totally will. Because in the words of one of my favorite characters from a really bad movie, you know, endorphins make you happy. Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
Well, I mean, I haven't seen that movie in such
happy
a long
penis,
time.
Happy penis, right for the site.
I haven't seen that in such a long time.
I cannot believe that
I went there.
That you went there.
Yeah,
but
I really can't.
I'm legally blonde. Because I'm like, if Elle Woods can go to Harvard, so can I.
Oh, God.
Oh, my
God. Did I just go there again?
You did.
Yes.
Yes, you did.
I can't help it.
Yes.
But anyway, but I really like it. And, like, some of the balance games are really, really cool. Like, you, in one of them, your little me can be in a soccer. Like, you have to headbutt soccer balls.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, they're nothing but soccer balls. So you think, oh, this would be simple. Well, then some of them start kicking off their shoes. And then randomly, a panda head will come flying at you too, like a mascot like head.
Uh-huh.
You know, so you have to, you know, balance at the right point and only hit soccer balls. You can't hit the panda face, and you can't hit shoes.
Oh my god, shoes!
Oh my god,
oh my
shoes!
God, these shoes suck.
These shoes rule. And so I mean, and that one's really fun. And the last one that I just unlocked, which is the last one of all the balance games, is you actually sit on your Wii mat. And it's called Lotus Focus. And you pretty much sit there. You have to cross your legs and, you know, do the whole, like, nom, 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 type thing. And,
sorry.
the indie chant, you know, and you have to stay perfectly still with your, like, back, you know, your back stretched. And you just sit there, and there's a candle. And if you stay perfectly still, the candle will begin to melt. But it's not just that. So while you're doing that, there are all these noises and stuff going on, trying to get you to move or be distracted. So at first, you know, like, it might be a cricket. It's like, that's not so bad. Then a train might go by. That's not bad. What freaked me out, like, it seriously freaked me out, was all of a sudden there were these footsteps. Right? No lie. There were these footsteps. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, this is a family game. Nothing scary is going to come out of nowhere. Just relax. They're just footsteps. Calm down. You know, and all of a sudden they start running. So I freaked out. And as soon as you freak out, like, this guy, like, screams out. He's all like, ha! And he's like, and that's the end. And they count how long you can stay perfectly still. And that's how, and it depends on how long you can last, how good your rating is. If you can last for about 180 seconds, you get all 4 stars in that that game, and you get, like, a perfect score. And the first time I did it, I didn't get that at all. But
how long did you last?
I lasted about 91 seconds, so I wasn't bad. But, like, I didn't understand the premise of it. And then Hot Mess is like, I can totally do that. And he totally beat me. And then I did it the next day and totally did it. So it's not really hard. But
so
I mean,
the first,
like,
time you do it, you don't know what you're doing.
Right, exactly. And then when you figure it out, it's like, oh. So I mean, does this game have, you know, exercisable qualities in it? Yes. I've been doing it for about a week now. And like I said, I don't feel like I've lost any weight. I do feel more energetic to do more things. Like, I find myself wanting to be more active, which is good.
Yeah, but that's really what the game's designed for, is to get people to be more active. It's not designed to be your only exercise regimen.
Oh, no, I do that and Richard Simmons every day. I sweat to the oldies. I am not scared to admit it. I love Richard.
Oh, my God.
He appreciates me.
Shorts. I cannot stand those little fucking shorts. I'm just like, somebody's going to see your wiener. And nobody wants that.
You stop it.
Those shorts are too short.
Let go.
You never see it.
You never see the wiener.
You could.
You won't. They'll edit out.
No, see, she's just afraid it's going to happen, which is, you know, the anticipation is worse than if it would actually did happen.
Yes. I don't want to see his fonts. I don't want to. Don't look. How can you not look?
Yeah, seriously.
I never look at his pants.
Well, something's wrong with you then.
What do you watch his hair or something instead?
Really? I do the routine. I'm actually looking at the fat people behind him.
Dude, have you ever seen Richard Simmons on, like, Letterman?
No.
Oh, my God. See, it gets even worse.
Does he wear the shorts there, too?
Yes! And then he, like, jumps up on the chairs and on his desk, and he gets all excited, and Dave hits him with a fire extinguisher. And during all that jumping...
You got like, Man Fay.
Exactly, yes! That's what it is! And I'm scared that his man is going to jump out and phase me.
Oh, my God. Well,
Simmons shorts scare me.
Well, so what? I've actually lost 10 pounds since I've been doing it.
I'm really proud of you, but I cannot stand sweating to the oldies because he's just like, come on, everybody! And then he just starts stamping. And I look at those shorts and I'm like, oh, no.
Get over it. It's a penis. Men have penises.
Yes, they do. But I don't need to see every single one of them.
Well, not all of them have exercise videos.
You're still traumatized from that picture that guy sent you.
I don't want to see penises unless I ask.
But you don't ask.
Sometimes I ask. Actually, that's another podcast.
Wow.
Let's move on. Let's just keep going.
Oh, God.
let's move on. And, yeah. That came out wrong. Let's move
on.
It totally did, but I love it.
that's not what I meant to say. Okay. So, final rating, who would you say that this is best for? Because there's been a lot of people talking about, is this something for young kids to play? Is it something for, you know, really should be restricted to like 13 and up. You know, who really is
with you? Like, as cute as it is, because yes, it's, you know, Nintendo Wii. So, I mean, it's cute. You know, they don't do a lot of, you know, adultish stuff, but it's, these aren't things I could see, like, little kids going, oh my god, I want to go do the sun salutation, Mom! Like, I just don't, I don't hear children saying that. Like, I don't see them doing it.
Well, not even now, that much on the saying. I mean, is it stuff that they could actually do? Would you feel comfortable leaving your 6 or 7 or 8-year-old in front of Wii Fit? Because that's where the concern is. You know, everyone's seeing this thing, and it's like, oh, yeah, it's a great thing for the fun for the family. And I'm like, you know, there are a lot of yoga poses, and I don't know all of the ones that they have in the game, that, you know, it takes a lot of time and stretching to do, that you don't necessarily just want to jump in and have your 5-year-old trying to do downward facing dog. Or
no, you can't do downward facing dog straight away.
But I'm saying, gearing up to that, you know,
would I want to come home to see my kids doing Cobra? No. If I had children. would I want to come home and see them like on their like shoulder, like on their elbows lifting up the rest of their body? No, it's potentially dangerous. And I don't think a game is like a trainer who can be there with you and, you know, teach you the proper ways of doing it. Mm-hmm. So I mean, the yoga stuff, no. I could see the yoga stuff doing, you know, for you know, teenagers and adults, yes. Not old people, because most of the time they've had hip replacements. And
I knew you were going to go there.
I'd prefer that they be careful about it. But I mean, the strength training stuff, you know, the balance games and whatnot, those I can understand. But some of the yoga stuff I would definitely say would be more geared towards older players. But I wouldn't want to keep anyone in front of a game console all the time anyway. I mean, because you can totally, like, fake. You can totally fake the exercise from this, really. I mean, if you really just, you know, once you learn the routines, you can totally find ways of getting around them.
Okay.
So, I mean, if you really are looking to lose weight, do it the old-fashioned way.
Get off your ass?
Get off your ass. Drink some Slim Fast. Go walk your dog.
Smoke some crack like everybody else.
Don't smoke a crack.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's just New York models.
I absolutely love this, you know, because it entertains me enough to, you know, be more active. But it's totally more of a game thing than a exercise solution.
Okay, that makes sense. And that's what I wanted to hear, because I really kind of thought, you know, when they first started talking about Wii Fit at E3 last year, you know, it seemed to me to kind of be a come together and let's get excited, let's get pumped up type game. It didn't seem to me to be like a, all right, let's get fit everybody game. Even though they brought out personal trainers to come out and do the exercises, I always kind of thought that it was a little bit of a mismatch, because really, I don't want to say that you can't use a video game to create an exercise regime, because, I mean, you talk about the Richard Simmons tapes, as much as I laugh about it, that is a pre-recorded video that trusts that the user on the other side is following the exercises, and that's in essence what's happening in this game, is that they're putting up things for you to do, and instead of just trusting that you're doing them, they actually put in a contact sensitive board
to make sure you're doing them,
to see that you're doing them. But even at that, at any point in time, you can always say, you know what, screw this, I'm going to turn this off and I may never come back to it, and things like that. So I always kind of saw Wii Fit as being not a exercise regime, but just a way to kind of raise your blood level, help raise the metabolism, and get people a little more active indoors to maybe get them to be active outdoors.
Well, and I guess the one other thing that may dissuade a lot of people is it probably will give you an issue with self-image if you don't have a strong one intact already. 'Cause when you first put your me in there, you know, I don't know how many people who have Miis actually stay true to themselves when they make them. I mean, I don't know about you, but I mean, like, I made my me short because, yes, I'm not nearly as short as some people I know, but...
Oh, motherfucker.
But I'm small. I'll admit it. So, you know, I made her short, you know, but I didn't make her, you know, I got a little junk in the trunk, but I'm not, you know,
super... We all got a little junk.
Got a little junk in the trunk. Okay. And, yeah. So, I mean, but I didn't, you know, change my me to show that. So, yeah. But when you go into We Fit and you take your me, you know, and you stand on that board and it analyzes you, like it does your BMI and it weighs you. And, you know, say you have a, you know, you're 5'3 and you have a BMI over 30. Like there's a little scale, you know, underweight, normal weight, overweight, obese. And all of a sudden you see that magical bar go straight up. And in the cutest voice ever you hear, that's obese. And your, and your me then becomes fat. So it makes your we, your me fat for you.
Oh, no. Okay, wait, I have a question about that. Once it makes your me fat, is your me fat forever?
No.
Like, if you go back to, like, the me parade, is your me fat there?
No, your me is back to the way it is there.
Okay, so your me is only fat in We Fit.
Yes, in We Fit.
All right, then.
Because it's supposed to show, I guess, you know, when you start slimming down, it will slim down.
Right.
So you have something to look at. But, you know, every day when I get on that, I always look to that bar and I'm like, okay. I'm like, here it comes. And it's like, you're overweight. It's like,
hey, but at least you're not obese.
I know, but that voice is just like, that's obese. Like, it's horrible.
I somebody.
So I can imagine these people who have different body forms, and, you know, and it doesn't even, you know, regulate if you have, oh, I don't know, muscle. So say you're really thin, or rather your, you know, proper form, and you step on it, but you have such heavy muscles that's like, that's obese. And it's just like, I'm not obese. Like, and I can imagine all these 14-year-old girls who are like, you know, like, I'm totally hot, get on this thing and be like, you're overweight. Like, it might start, you know, a horrible trend.
Like a, give them like a, an eating disorder.
Yeah, from this game. So, I mean, it's so a little...
You might end up having some wee purge going on there.
Yeah. Like, it's a little scary, you know, but I mean, so I think this has to be, you know, a game that, you know, you walk into going, it's a game. Yes, it's going to pretty much weigh me and tell me, it might tell me these things that I might not, like some things I may need to know, but then some things that I may not need to know. And yeah. So, I mean, it's a hit or miss, but I love the game. I love doing it every day. I do my yoga every day.
Obviously.
Every day. I will nail downward facing dog eventually. My favorite pose happens to be the sun salutation. I've gotten all my points in that because I'm boss. And
don't I have, be humble or anything like that.
and I'm probably going, I'm going to give it a 4 out of, I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5. I'm not going to give it a 5 out of 5 because there are so many things that, you know, can come into play that can make this game very unpleasurable to someone who might see this as a door, like that door opening, and may not take it that way once they start playing. Like, they might be like, this game is just here to make fun of me. And I mean, there's, it's a slippery slope, but I like it. I mean, and the games are fun. So, I mean, if you're looking for something that has entertainment value, but will also get you a little sweaty and will get you, like, you know, pumped up to do more, then this is totally the game for you. I mean, the Wii Mat is, you know, the box is very convenient for storage. So you can totally, like, just put it back in its box and slip it underneath your couch. No one has to know you're playing Wii Fit if you don't want people to know.
I keep my Wii Fit on the down low. I can't let anybody know. I don't want them to see my fat me.
Oh, God. Well, it's funny because every day you do it, like, it starts off being small. So then when you step on it, it's all like, whoop. So every day you see yourself get, like, super big. It's kind of funny. But I liked it, so 4 out of 5.
Cool.
So I guess I'll give the mic of 1,000 truths to Magic, but I don't see her.
Yeah, Magic had to go and do something ethereal right now, so we're glad that she was able to stay as long as she did. So I guess you're going to have to give it back to me.
But I don't want to.
Well, it's too late. You're going to have to give it back to me because you got nobody else to give it to. Just you and me in this little tiny room here on the internet.
Fine. Take it.
Yeah! I like the mic power.
So what are you going to do with it now?
Well, I'm basically going to tell the folks and remind them to keep listening to our show. We love doing this show and getting the comments and the questions from you that we do. So definitely, definitely keep visiting our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use a short address, which is
esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. It will bounce you to the long address. You can come check out our comments, our posts, and you can comment on them. You can come listen to our podcast here through our live feed. You can look forward at any RSS read or even on the All Games Network.
Which, if you visit the All Games site, which is allgames.com, and listen to any of the shows on the All Games Radio Network, which includes ESH, our podcast, which airs on Monday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. You can also listen to other shows like Super Happy Fun Time Show, Evil Avatar, All Games Interactive, Dead Pixel Live, Fantastic Forum, Bobby Blackwell Show.
It's a good show, by the way, guys.
It's a crazy, crazy amount of talent and fun and informational shows going on the All Games Radio Network.
F you back in functional?
Fundamental?
Yeah, works too.
Mm-hmm. Also, we've launched a new Freshware store, so please, please, please check that out. If you come to the site and click on Freshware, we've got some new designs, some new sayings up on some different apparel, and we'll have more coming in the coming weeks. There is a
just
new...
Just keep coming and coming and coming.
That's just so wrong. You know what? And the thing is, and this is how I know that you haven't checked out what's going on there. We've now got the... first of the team wear up, the Team Panda design is up and on some shirts.
Team Panda! Go Team Panda! We rock. We have cookies.
Team Ninja is coming, as well as Team Magic and Team Ever and Team Deuce. So please be on the lookout for
those. Team Deuce. That sounds like
a deuce.
It's like, we're a part of Team Deuce. It's like, never mind. That sounds really bad.
Wrong one, you silly.
I know.
You're so silly.
I'm so silly.
But what's not silly is our podcast.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so we're silly. I'm just going to leave it at that, daggummit. Visit the site, listen to our show, subscribe to it in iTunes if you want to, or your podcast reader. Like Panda said, check out the stuff that's going on the All Games Radio Network and on the All Games site. And oh yeah, definitely, definitely check out the website. It's had a little bit of an update, and we've added the Twitter stuff. So we'd like to know what you think and what you'd like to see us evolve into. So with that, I think I'm going to call this podcast toast.
Yeah, it seems kind of toasty to me.
So what are you going to do with your toast?
I'm going to...
eat it and then do We Fit?
No. You don't eat before you work out.
I'm just saying. I didn't know if you had to carb load or not.
Nope. I'll probably just eat it and I'll relax for a little bit. And then before I go to bed, I will do one more stint of yoga. What are you going to do?
I'm going to take my toast and I'm just going to put some butter on it and eat it because I'm hungry.
Oh, well, go ahead, girl. Eat it up. Hungry.
I'm hungry. Don't
mess hungry.
Me. Don't mess with me when I'm hungry.
Even they're hungry.
Okay. With that, I'm Ninja Sister.
I'm Pandalicious.
And for Magic Mystic, we are out.
Bye, guys. Janet. Do not put that in the show.
It's not like you don't know we're recording.
You wouldn't. Why would you do that, though?
Why wouldn't I?
Because girls aren't supposed to burp on air.
What are they supposed to burp on? The ground?
Oh, no, in the quiet recesses of their minds.